Welcome to the State of Energy. I'm Rand DeWitt. That man is Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association, also known as an amazing gift giver.
The gift giver, huh? Wow.
You are the gift giver. Because, I mean, it was amazing. I'm sitting, you know, it's early in the week last week, Thanksgiving week. I'm on my patio. All of a sudden, delivery shows up. It's a giant Charbroil propane air fryer. It's amazing, but there's no identification on who sent it. So I'm like scanning all these codes there. I see it started in China, wound up in Ohio. When did you order this thing? April?
You know what? It delivered the very next day. So I was sitting there thinking, you know, I think Rand, he could probably use an air fryer for Thanksgiving. And so it was the day before Thanksgiving, or it was the,
yes.
Yeah, the Wednesday. It was going to deliver on Wednesday. So I ordered it on Tuesday. And I thought maybe this will be a fun little prank for him. Totally unmarked. And then we're even texting each other back and forth on Thanksgiving. And I even sent you a picture of my bird in my air fryer. And you still didn't pick up on it.
You know what? That's on me. That's on me. I'm just impressed that you ordered something on Tuesday and it got to my house in Orange County from China on Thursday. Wednesday, I should say.
The beauty of Amazon, right? So you can get anything right away or the very next day. It's great.
No, I can't thank you enough. It's really awesome. And now it's my turn. Now I get to surprise gift you.
I can't wait. So did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving. Thank you very much. Well, you know, one of the top three holidays of the year, number one being my birthday. Because that's a national holiday.
It is a national holiday. What is it?
February 13th.
You just told me it's Super Bowl Sunday this
year. That's right. For the first time ever, the Super Bowl is going to be on my birthday, Sunday, February 13th. And just because it's, you know, that's the way it rolled out, we know what's going to happen for the Super Bowl. It's going to be my New England Patriots against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks.
I can't wait to watch that. I'm calling it now.
But yeah, I was born on Friday the 13th, by the way, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's the 13th hour of the 13th day.
Wow. We should go to Vegas.
Yeah. Or church. One or the other. All right, folks. Now, but yes, and your Thanksgiving was great. From what I could see in the pictures you were sending, it was an extraordinary day in Utah.
It was a beautiful day, and that bird came out of that propane air fryer beautiful. And I was a little worried about it for a minute. I was, you know, telling the kids, everybody's sitting around waiting for me. I'm like 30 minutes overdue for pulling this thing out of the air fryer. And I thought, man, I hope it's not Crispy Critter. And it was the best turkey that I've cooked so far. So
that's saying a lot.
It is because I've messed.
You've cooked
stuff.
A few turkeys, and so you know that I can't thank you enough. And then you know what? A pleasant surprise. I went out and swapped out my propane tank, and it was only $20.
Yeah, you know,
the prices are going down.
The prices, I think. I don't want to draw to any early conclusions, but it seems like we kind of leveled out, and some wholesale stuff, you're starting to see a little bit of a decline. And I think it's because we prepped well, you know, we warned everybody early that there's supply chain issues everywhere, and the propane retailers have done a fabulous job getting the supply that they need to keep their customers full. Consumers also, you know, they participated as well. They did their job of getting their tanks filled up early just to be safe. And thankfully, you know, crop drying season wasn't a big rush on propane, and we've had a pretty mild winter so far. So we're doing well now.
Well, propane people, it's a fact. They just have a higher IQ.
There you go.
We were talking to people, I think, in August. Hey, you know, let's do some prepping now. Let's get out in front on this thing. And it worked out very well. And thank you very much to all of the world.
Still early on, though. I mean, we're December. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, all everything else goes well, because there really is, there's driver shortages, there's equipment shortages, there's all sorts of steel shortages going on today that might go throughout the winter. So don't take this as you're done. I mean, let's stay on top of these things and make sure everybody has a successful winter, you know, throughout this heating season.
Yeah, and because propane is ready for action right now. It's for your home, your business, your farm, fleets of school buses, any fleet, even forklifts. And on this show, The State of Energy, we discuss how propane can do that and how it's energy for everyone. And it's also a great career choice. If you go to findapropanejob.com, just saying, I mean, the propane industry is going to be growing by over $50 billion over the next 5 years. You can get a piece of that.
Yeah, for sure. Go to the findapropanejob.com website if you're looking for a new career right now. Everybody's trying to find help right now, but the propane industry, great opportunities there for you to get a new job right now. Everybody's hiring, so reach out.
And reach out. Go to findapropanejob.com. We have the links on thestateofenergy.com if you're there. What else can people find when they go to our amazing website, Tom?
Well, all of our awesome past podcasts that we've done. So we talk about a lot of interesting stuff. So you can go through those and find the rebate forms that we talk about. You can find all the different stories that we've talked about. So yeah, go check it out. Listen to your favorite episodes.
Now, how many countries are we in now and how many cities? Do you have that on hand?
Holy cow. So we're sitting at 45 countries, 846 cities.
That is so great. Thank you to everyone that's part of our State of Energy family. Thank you very much for being with us as we get ready to open up year three.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we're finishing up season two this month, and we have a regular podcast sponsor for our show, One Tank. Brian Humphreys at One Tank has been fabulous supporter of our show, and if you've we've talked about One Tank many times in the past, but One Tank is our sponsor for today's show. If you're in the propane business and you're looking for tank monitors with billing options on there to be able to bill your customers for what they consumed throughout the month, you can find out more about Brian and One Tank by going to their website at one-tank.com. And Brian would love to help you out with some tank monitors.
And he's also a very good blackjack player.
That's right. We met him in Reno.
Very cool person. Brian, hopefully we'll be able to hook up soon in Nevada and win some more money. And we want to make sure people understand, you know, we are about propane, but we're not anti-electric, wind, hydro, or solar. We just think that propane should be a part of a well-balanced energy plan, working together to accomplish the goals of clean energy, affordability, and security. I mean, it's energy for everyone.
It is energy for everyone. It has that equity for everybody in it. A lot of these other energies, this burden of all this social costs that we're going to do is going to be on the people that can't afford it.
Right, right. And, you know, propane is here now. It's ready for action, not only when wind, solar, electric, and hydro fail. You hearing us, Texas? Are you hearing us? Because there is that story that we have from NBC. 9 months after the Texas freeze, the power grid remains vulnerable. Energy experts say that new regulations allowed too much wiggle room for companies to avoid weatherization improvements. Because if everyone remembers, during the peak days of the storm last year, Morgan's company, Vistra Corp., Texas' largest power generator, sent as much energy as it could to power the state's failing grid, and it wasn't enough. I mean, they were like literally minutes away from a complete shutdown for the entire state.
That's scary. That is super scary.
There were millions of customers that without power for days in sub-freezing temperatures, and more than 200 people died.
Wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I know propane comes to the rescue in most of these types of events. They hardly ever get the recognition, these propane companies that work extra hard to provide emergency services when these other energies are not prepared for these types of storms. And so, you know, I think this year, hopefully it'll be a little bit more mild, but if we see a big freeze in Texas, I think they're set up for another disaster.
And propane will ride in to save everyone again. And folks, Tom Clark is not only the executive director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association, he's also the Fresh Prince of PR, the industry insider piece.
Did you see that? You like that?
Yeah, they had you answering all these questions about how you get into the biz, industry trends, goals of the state of energy. And of course, the most interesting area of the propane industry, I think you had a different answer, but of course we know it's working with me.
What else? I mean, what else would I rather be doing right now?
No, I mean,
than recording a propane show with Rand.
Hey, you know, it's the most amazing 26 minutes of your week.
You're absolutely right. It is the most interesting part of propane right now has got to be the renewable aspect of it.
Yes,
because we're really searching hard and we're pushing this country hard to go towards carbon neutral fuels, and electricity is just not there, but we keep dumping money into this electric infrastructure. It's funny you talk about this Texas stuff earlier, and there was some stories I saw from electric vehicle owners said they were able to keep the refrigerator on because they plugged their car into the refrigerator and back charged it that way. And that, I was thinking after I read those stories, that's great. Now in a couple hours, not only do you got a no power at your house, but your car is also dead too, because you decided to try to light up your house or light up your refrigerator there. It's wild of what we're doing here. We're trying to electrify everything. But the matter of fact is that electricity's not clean.
No, people are shocked when they find out how much coal has to be burned, how much coal is needed to get the energy to these electric vehicles.
Yeah, there's a big spending bill coming out, though it's already been passed. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act is going to dump billions and billions and billions into infrastructure for clean vehicles. Now, what's cool is propane is included in that, but just on the tail end of it. So I hope we can utilize that type of funding to really enhance the propane infrastructure for vehicles, school buses, and infrastructure.
I believe you're referring to that PERC PR piece that you had sent me.
Yeah, do you like that? It seems like we're
starting to get some respect from the government on a much more broad basis. And the title of it is Propane Ready to Ensure Equity and Reduce Carbon Emissions Under Infrastructure Act. And it talks about the new $1.2 trillion law to improve America's infrastructure. It creates an unprecedented opportunity for propane and other low-emission fuels to power on-road and off-road fleets that have historically operated on diesel and gasoline.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're trying to replace, right? Diesel and gasoline. Most of this money that I read through is for electric vehicles. Let's be honest with everybody here. But
but there's more respect. It seems like this is like a glimmer of light.
At least we're included, right? I mean, and everybody fought hard to be included. The National Propane Association and all the state propane associations, because we are. What does this story say? 43% fewer greenhouse gas emissions versus electricity.
This should be like the lead.
Propane should be up a little bit higher in this bill here to increase the infrastructure in the vehicles. But they're talking about school buses. You know, we can reduce NOx by 96% compared to a diesel bus. And school buses are going to get a ton of funding from this bill. So if you're somebody that's in, has connections with the school districts or has connections with anybody that's in the school bus industry, make sure that you remind them, look, you don't have to go with an electric school bus because it's not going to work out for everybody. You need to have a broad variety of engines for your school buses. If you want to try out some electric buses, you know, go for it. I think everybody should test out all the different modes of transportation, if it's going to be electric, diesel, the clean diesel, natural gas, propane. But try propane for sure, because I think you're going to love it. You're going to love how we store it, love how we transport it from the point of manufacturing to the point where you put it in your actual school bus. You hardly lose any. You don't have that line loss. You don't have that big emissions factor that electricity has in the actual transmission of the electricity to the point of use.
Well, yeah, and then also if you're in a cold region, didn't we have a conversation or have some story about how they had to? It took all of the entire battery of the school bus to warm up the school bus, and by the time it was warmed up, they had to recharge it again.
Yeah, that's just in Park City, Utah. I mean, they seriously, they had, by the time they got the bus warm, the battery had already, they needed to turn around and go get it charged back up. But even that's a good point. I had a conversation with my nephew the other day. He's got this cool electric motorcycle, and he says he took it up into Montana, and when he went to charge it, he fried the whole thing. Cost him $1,000 to replace this battery on this electric motorcycle, because apparently he didn't read the fine print where it says you can't charge this when it's under a certain temperature outside. And he did it anyway, and he destroyed his brand new electric motorcycle. As I was like, wow, I mean, these things have some serious limitations. And then what's he going to do with this old fried battery? I guarantee he's just going to chuck it in the garbage.
And how much more coal is that going to generate? I mean, it's insane. And bottom line, propane autogas reduces more emissions per dollar than any other fuel.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's here right now. You don't need to put in a whole bunch of infrastructure. We have there's propane available in every single town in America today.
You're listening to The State of Energy. I'm Rand DeWitt. That man is Tom Clark. He's the smart one. He's the executive director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. I'm just the guy with hair.
And you have some fabulous hair. I wish I had half the hair you had.
You know what? But you can grow a... I can't grow a beard to save my life. You've got like... what's the guy's... the guy that's stepping down from Twitter? Jack Dorsey?
Oh,
you've got...
Jack.
I mean, you rival his beard. You have like a world-class beard.
I get the trillion-dollar beard.
Yes. And we're talking about electric vehicles. That was that story from, I believe, Tesla Roddy, which I love that name. It's pretty funny.
Man.
Talking about the Rivian R1T's first real-world towing test shows 62% range loss. 62% range loss. They claimed the range loss of about 50% on its website when towing. The R1T has an 11,000-pound towing capacity, which is basically standard among the industry's pickups. However, an Instagram user under the name Gideon on the Rivian took it into their own hands to prove range loss, which evidently resulted in a 62% degradation of the battery after just 118 miles of travel.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, the real point about this story is electric vehicles are coming, right? I mean,
yeah.
for the consumer, you know, just a little commuter car, I think it's got its place. But as soon as you start to talk about an actual work vehicle or a delivery or something you're going to tow with, well, as soon as you start to put a load on this thing, you start to lose a great amount of the distance you can go. So the reality is it's not there yet. And if you're trying to cut emissions today, right now, the using propane for a fleet vehicle that's going to tow something is going to give you an amazing range. It's going to cut emissions and it's going to save you money.
Tons of money, especially on service.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a no brainer, but we keep getting caught up in electrify everything. And I hope some of these fleet guys out there that are thinking about, you know, waiting for a bigger electric engine to come out for their fleet vehicle. There's no need to wait. Do it now. Save emissions, cut emissions. And go to propane. If you have a fleet delivery vehicle, and you're thinking about ways to reduce your carbon footprint for your business, use propane. It's energy security. It's energy. You can get it right now. You don't have to spend a bunch of money for infrastructure. It's affordable. Why not?
And again, we're not anti-electric. We appreciate what the likes of Elon Musk have created, but we need it to be a part of a balanced plan. We're pushing all our chips in on a 5/8 offsuit.
Like that
poker reference there. Not to say that, you can get there, flop that 6, 7, 9,
when you're splitting those 10s. Man, I can't believe you did that.
You hit on 20. Okay, that's a lie. I just have fun with that. He didn't do that, but you're a fun man to not only play blackjack with, but to watch.
Oh.
Tom puts on a show. We had people standing around us. I mean, granted, half of them were your family, and your family's awesome. Love your family, brothers, your wife. Everybody's super. You know what? That's the other thing about the propane industry. Everyone I've met are just super cool people.
They are, yeah.
Genuinely cool, fun people.
Yeah, it's true. The propane industry is a smaller community. So if you're looking for that type of opportunity to get into an industry that's a tight-niche group of people that really have each other's back, propane's a great place to start a career, start a business. There's tons and tons of things to do. You could be an equipment manufacturer. You could be a propane distributor. There's lots and lots of opportunities for everybody in the propane industry.
And you could be mobile. I say you live in one region of the country, you want to live in another region. That's the great thing about the propane industry. It's everywhere, especially in Hawaii.
Hawaii's got a ton of propane. Absolutely, yeah.
They get it. They get it. And now, as the executive director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association, I have to ask you about your thoughts on President Biden releasing the oil reserves, 50 million barrels of oil.
50 million barrels seems like a lot, sounds like a lot, but, when we are going through a billion gallons a day, it's not that much.
Yeah. Even though this is the largest release from the reserve in U.S. history.
Well, I hope they fill it back up because
there's that. Oh yeah. Surprise. We're going to let it go.
There's always that, we release this oil, but man, we want to go and ask OPEC to increase their production and
we're going to stop ours. We're going to lower ours, but ask other people, other countries to increase their. We're still on the same planet, right?
This is some crazy stuff going on. I like the fact that they're doing this.
It's going to help with prices, not immediately, but it is going to help a little bit. The president was saying it's going to help in the weeks and months to come.
The problem is with the oil business has got such a bad name right now, politically. Nobody wants to invest money into infrastructure to produce more. And with all the things that are going on with the pipelines that got shut down, threats of no more, drilling, in public or federal lands, nobody wants to spend any money. These corporations are scared to dump money into oil exploration. But we're okay with asking other countries to up their game a little bit. This is a strange world we're living in. And I hope we can see through this and make sure that we fill back up the oil reserves and continue to invest into clean energy like propane, and maybe even find a way to produce a real, true, clean production of electricity, because if we don't, we're just going to be fighting minerals that we got to mine for all these batteries that we're trying to store electricity with, and that just opens up a whole nother emissions problem. trying to mine for precious metals that we don't have.
That is Tom Clark, the smart guy, the executive director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. My name is Rand DeWitt, and we are always online at thestateofenergy.com.